The commit train just keeps on rolling.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fly.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another week getting kicked off, another Monday of the Top Button Podcast. And I'm your host, Charlie Five. And man, we are ready to rock and roll. This commit thing is fun. The commit train keeps on rolling. We're going to talk about Eric Winters in depth and what this means as far as the outlook goes for the rest of this class. It's a massive pickup. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, one thing you can get from Ford is a Social Security maximization report. Ford is a registered Social Security analyst. There's only 15 of those in the state of Georgia and only 8 in Alabama. That's a five-star, folks. That is a five-star financial advisor. Ford is one of them. He can give you a Social Security maximization report, help you take a look at your last, the benefit options based on your last top 35 earning years. He's the man with the plan. Give him a shout at activewealth.com, annuity360.net, or you can check out his television shows that he uploads at retirementresults.com. He's everywhere. I know he's fired up about this commitment this weekend, make an Auburn friend, and you got a connection right off the bat. So Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management, show him some love. Surprise this weekend, big commitment, kind of came out of the blue. Eric Winters, top 100 player in the country, one of the top players in the state of Alabama, goes ahead and pulls the trigger this weekend on his official visit, which typically is, I guess as of late, it seems kind of rare that the kids will actually commit on their visit. They like to come in, get their graphic stuff done, and then it typically the Monday or Tuesday following, they go ahead and pull the trigger. But Eric Winters, it was interesting early, because so Friday morning, I don't know if you remember, Friday morning, Hugh Freeze doesn't do this very often. Hugh Freeze typically doesn't put out a bat signal. And when he does, it's typically a big dog. When he does it, it's typically a big dog, but he doesn't typically do that. And then but Friday morning, he puts out a tweet that something says, oh, what a way to get the weekend started. So that sentence sends Twitter in an absolute fury. Twitter goes nuts. We think, you know, we feel like we're closing in on Herbert Scroggins. You saw some picks go in for him over the weekend. So you're thinking that could be, you know, for him. But again, Herbert is he's a four-star, but he's not right now. He's not at the like big dog level yet. He could eventually get there because saw him in person this weekend, and holy cow, this kid's he's massive. But you're thinking, man, could Juju Lewis is on campus, Eric Winters is on campus, Duke Johnson is on campus. Could one of those guys be pulling the trigger? Because this is something unlike Hugh to do. So that happens Friday morning. So speculation is rampant, and then we kind of maybe started getting some hints that it could be Eric Winters later in the evening, and then I think somewhere mid afternoon. He goes ahead and pops, and it was fun because you're trying to decipher code, basically, because all the coaches, all the GAs, all the recruiting staff started putting out tweets, and some of them were trying to throw some little hints out there. Some of them went too far and maybe had to delete the tweets because they just basically went ahead and said it with some gifts and winter gifts and things like that. But nonetheless, he goes ahead and commits, and boy, this is one. I mean, this is big. I talked about this before. This was another one where Hugh went toe to toe with Kirby Smart to get a kid in state that Kirby really wanted. I don't care what the cope is, what the cope you hear out there is. Kirby wanted this kid. Kirby wanted this kid bad. Kirby, this is just like the Joe Phillips. This is just like the Joe Phillips recruitment from last year. But you know, this time, I don't think it ever got as close as Joe Phillips did to committing to Georgia. I think Eric took an official visit to Georgia maybe either the week prior or 2 weeks prior, and he left uncommitted. And that was one that we were watching. If he goes on a visit and he leaves Georgia uncommitted, we're good. We should be good, because that would be their last ditch effort to go ahead and push it over the top and get this kid in their, you know, get this kid in their class. Because they, trust me, when you see this kid in person, you'll understand why Kirby wanted this kid in his class. So he goes to the Georgia visit. He leaves uncommitted. He comes here this weekend. We felt like we were leading. Like it's not like it's a shock he committed to Auburn. It's just, it was sort of surprising, the timing that he went ahead and did it. I think everybody kind of thought it was going to be an early July, mid-July type announcement, but he goes ahead and he ends it. And I say ends it, he goes ahead and commits. Obviously, you can't stop recruiting these kids because everybody flips at least once, it seems like. But Eric Winters goes ahead and pops, and this thing is big for Auburn on so many different levels. He came in for a camp and pretty much was unafraid to participate in every single rep. At guard, anybody you put in front of him, he was going to get after. I believe it was a 7-on-7 camp that he, or tournament or whatever you want to call it, that he was here for with his high school team. But I mean, you're talking about a kid who is, you know, his listing is 6'2", 190. But I saw him standing next to DeMarcus Riddick, who's 6'3", 200+. And there's not much difference in him. There's not much difference in the size. I mean, he is a very, very big child already. And he goes to this 7-on-7 camp, and he's listed as a safety. But, I mean, he would line up on wide receivers. Out wide, he would line up on running backs. He would line up at linebacker. He would line up at safety. He is mega athletic, ultra athletic. I mean, kid also plays Wildcat quarterback a little bit. He is an absolute freak athlete. This is not just, hey, we got to get an in-state kid. This is a kid. This is one of the best players in the country. This is one of the most athletic kids in the country. I mean. This is another one of those, kind of like the Bryce Diaz, where it's like you get this kid on the team, and then you just figure out where to put him. You could put him anywhere. Yeah, and having such a versatile, another versatile piece, you just keep adding these versatile pieces of guys that can play all over the field. I mean, I could see this kid rushing the passer. Like he's a freak. He's a freak. And I love having these, you know, having this success, not only in state, but just the success with these caliber of players, and you're going ahead and getting them in early, getting in recruiting. He started talking about he's got guys that he's already working on. He mentioned a term. Hugh Freeze loves catchphrases, and Hugh Freeze loves terms. And there's a defensive group of guys that Hugh Freeze has coined the Super Seven. Shout out to, you know, the Alabama High School Athletic Association, the Super Seven State Championships. I guess that's kind of where we get it from. But there's seven guys, and I've been doing a little bit of work thinking about who that could be, and we'll talk about that in later shows. But he knows who they are, and he's ready to get after those and start adding those guys to the class. So that's really, really big. That's really, really big to go ahead and get a kid in July, right before the dead period. There's about to be a dead period where there's not going to be any visits till the end of July, which is when we have Big Cat Weekend. So there's going to be a lot of recruits on the horn talking back and forth. And now you got Eric on your side to go ahead and be, you know, hey, you jump in. You need to get in. He's got his teammate, Zion Grady, that Auburn really likes. Go ahead. Let's get in. So there's so many levels of why this is big, and we're going to break those down in just a second. It's just, man, surprised that he went ahead and pulled the trigger. I'm thankful that he went ahead and pulled the trigger, because this kid is going to be an absolute stud. So why is this such a big deal? Okay, so different reasons why this is such a big deal. So number one, this puts you all the way up on 247, all the way up to the number six class. Okay. The number six class in July takes you to number eight on three. And you're just, again, razor thin when you add a commit, as far as you, there's not a lot of separation between the next three or four classes ahead of you. You add one commit, you could jump them. So, you know, if you're trying to make a splash and you're trying to get to that top five level class, which I predicted this year, I predicted that I believe at the end of July, I think we're going to go on a little bit of run of commits. I think at the end of July, you're going to be inside the top five. And this just helps you get that closer. Again, you're right there at six already. You know, last year you're having to backdoor your way into the top 10. You flip a couple guys, and then you have to add some guys late that shoot you up inside the top 10. You're already battling. You're already pushing for, heck, I mean, there's an outside shot. You could be pushing for one of the top classes. So to go ahead and you're chipping away, getting closer and closer and closer to that top five level. I think it's the number four class in the SEC, which is wild to think about. You're sixth overall, but fourth in the SEC. But if you can be in the top four of the SEC, you're going to be fine. You're going to be competing with the best of the best. There's not a lot of difference right now between, you know, an Alabama or Georgia class and an Auburn class, or an LSU and this Auburn class. There's just not a lot of difference. So that's big. So your class in general. This is another big thing. In-state recruiting. This is another top in-state recruit that you're going ahead and you're getting in. I mean, there is a realistic shot that Auburn could land six or seven out of the top 10 in the state of Alabama. You'd have to have a couple of flips, but you feel like you lead for Anquan Fagans. You just got Eric Winters. I feel like Auburn leads for Zion Grady. You got Malik Archer. You got Jacaleb Falk. And then if you just flip, you know, one of Derek Smith, Antonio Coleman, or Naheem Alford, now you're talking, you know, six or seven out of the top 10 in the state of Alabama, which is something that's kind of uncharted territory for Auburn, So, but you go ahead and you get these top level, you're getting the best out of the state of Alabama. You got a little bit of an opening and you're getting the best out of the state of Alabama. And I'm going to do a whole show on why I think that's so important, and why it's so huge, the emphasis that Hugh is putting on the state of Alabama. So that's big in and of itself, just being able to add another kid from the state of Alabama. And again, in 2026, the 2026 class, you're sitting pretty as well. So again, man, it's a big addition. It's a big addition for so many levels in so many ways. Who's next? You know, it seems like, you know, you've had four, I believe, commits in 10 to 12 days. And I don't think the commit train is stopping. I think there's several lined up. I still think Herbert Scroggins is on commit watch. I'm wondering if the Eric Winters surprise changes not his timeline of his decision, but maybe the timeline. You want to spread it out so you just don't, you know, you spread it out for excitement. Because again, we're about to hit a dead period, and info and visits and things like that are going to come to kind of like a screeching halt. So are you sort of lining some things up to where you can stay in the news, stay in the headlines, leading all the way up to Big Cat Weekend. Maybe so. I still think that Herbert Scroggins is still on commit watch. I don't exactly know the time frame. I know that he's scheduled for a Miami official visit this weekend. This weekend is the last weekend before the dead period. This coming weekend is the last visit weekend before the dead period. We went ahead and lined up all of our big visits so that, you know, these coaches have been grinding so they could go ahead and start kind of taking vacations and things of that nature. That's July is a big month for coaches to be able to go and take a breath. you know, July is a good month to take a breath because you can't go see kids. Kids can't come see you until the end of July. So it's a good time to go ahead and get that rest and relaxation. And we went ahead, you notice how we went Monday. We had like Saturday visits, Monday visits, Wednesday visits, and then this big finale weekend of our last, you know, last big visits that you had lined up. So do you want to keep that, you know, you got to keep that info flow and you got to keep that hype train building. So I think you're going to start seeing a little bit more spread out as far as, you know, maybe a commit at the end of this week, maybe a commit next week, so forth and so on, because you got several that are lined up and we're going to talk about that. We're going to do like a whole show on who could be next, who to be looking out for the rest of June and into July. We'll break that down, but great weekend. We're going to, again, this, I wanted to dedicate this whole show to Eric Winters and how big this commitment is, and just understand the impact when you're talking about adding a top 100 player from the state of Alabama, the impact that it can make on this class already. He's your top rated player in the class. I said that on the last show. If any one of those three guys, Winters, Duke Johnson, or Juju were to commit, they'd be your top rated player. Eric is your top rated player of the class as of right now, because there's still some big guns out there that Auburn's shooting for. So again, hang out this week. We're going to break down a lot of the info over the weekend, where Auburn sits with Juju, where Auburn sits with possibly flipping some Alabama commits, and then just whatever, who knows, by the time we end up recording this show, by the time you're listening today, we could have another commit that we have to break down. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try to keep you up to date on it. But right now, the focus needs to be on Eric Winters, Boog out, big time addition, surprise, early commitment, stuffing Kirby in a locker. Love it. Being able to go toe to toe. You got a coach that's able to go toe to toe with probably the best coach in the country, recruiting wise. And that's something that you don't need to take for granted, don't take lightly. So recruiting is a lot of fun right now, and we're going to talk about it pretty much all week. So y'all have a great, great start to the week. Enjoy this commitment. I dare you to go watch his huddle film. Have some fun doing that. Him playing offense and defense, making big hits, making big plays, and he's going to have a big year. He's going to have a big year for Enterprise. They're going to be loaded. Enterprise is going to be a fun team to watch. You got Zion Grady and Eric Winters on the defensive side of the ball. Look out. Good luck trying to move the ball on Enterprise. So if they have any kind of offense, they're going to be pretty salty. And I guess they're 7A. They're the top classification in the state of Alabama. So like this video, subscribe to this channel, follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. And we're going to get after it every single day. We're going to be back tomorrow doing it all again. So y'all have a great, great start to your week. And we will catch you tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.